Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a fantastic show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. So you have that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity that gives you that ability to work by choice, to work because you want to, not because you have to. To be able to have that freedom, that prosperity right now, and not just have a comfortable life for yourself and for your family, but be able to create a ripple effect throughout the world by using the abilities and the talents you have, but being liberated financially, at least so you can do those things. So excited to have you guys on, excited that we have such an awesome show for you today, especially with the special guest I have here. So speaking of which, let's talk about who my special guest is. Today we have a woman by the name of Deb Brown. And, you know, I often get people that reach out or I get introduced to, and believe it or not, I actually say no to most people that want to be a guest on the show, either because they're not a good fit or I just don't get a great feeling. But Deb was one of those people that I could see could be a huge benefit to you, especially those of you guys that are in business, especially where relationships are key and are essential. A little bit background on Deb. Deb is the founder of Touch Your Client's Heart. Her business was created out of a Sunday afternoon nap where a clear message of appreciation came through a dream. We'll have her talk about that. She believes the key to client retention and word-of-mouth referrals is as simple as nurturing business relationships. She helps small service-based businesses do this through meaningful gifts and small-scale mailings. And the cool thing is, this is not just about doing send-out cards. So it's much deeper, and that's why I wanted to have her talk to you guys today. So, Deb, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. And I take it as a huge compliment that you felt I had some value to add to your audience. So I'm excited to share things today.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the whole Sunday afternoon nap thing. Like, what happened there?
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. There were a few things that kind of happened all at that same time. I was in another business and I had a client who was a small business owner who said, "You're so good at making me feel special. I want my clients to feel just that special. Can you help me do that?" So that was maybe noodling in the back of my head. And I'm a person that likes to have a little Sunday afternoon nap, and I really like power naps where I just set the timer for 20 minutes and then make sure I wake right up before I go into that deep sleep. And I just remember having this dream, and in the dream, I just kept feeling like, this is the direction you need to take your business. This is what you need to do. When I woke up, I don't remember anything else other than the word appreciation. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and that is the direction I took my business from then on. And it's really just about appreciating people. That's how you build relationships.
Right. Absolutely. And I'll be the first to admit, like, I'm not the best at this, you know, like, I like to do all I can to deliver value and go the extra mile for people. But, you know, I'm not the kind of person to remember. It's like, hey, maybe I should send out just some random gift. Unless they come to my house where I do a mastermind in my house, then I'll do little things like, you know, before we went on the air, you said you're a money collector from around the world. And I mentioned Vietnamese dong. For the fun of it, I like to give like 100,000 dong, you know, to my clients and things like that, just as something to remember by. But, you know, obviously you're talking about something much, much deeper, something that really, really builds that relationship and builds that trust, don't you?
Yeah. And it's more the fact that it's not just the one-time thing. And, as business owners, sometimes we get so caught up in doing what we do that even though we do care about our clients and associates and we mean to do things, we just forget because we're busy. And so I really like to take the approach of let's create a plan that is repeatable, but still authentic and just very, automatable and just easy to do over and over again so that those little things that mean a lot don't get lost in the cracks, that they actually happen for your clients.
Right. So give us examples of that. Like, what are ways that people can actually do that, you know, and implement that into their businesses?
Yeah, well, one interesting body of work that I've studied is The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But there's also, he has a whole series of books, and one of them is The Five Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. And it's basically the five love languages, but how do you apply that in more of a business setting? And so appreciation is important, but not everybody feels appreciated in the same way. And so for some people, it might be that gift. And so client appreciation gifts are important. But for other people, they feel appreciated by getting quality time with you. So if you can find ways to build into your business that you're giving your undivided attention to people, maybe you're hosting client appreciation events where you have time with people because that's going to mean more to them. For other people, it's acts of service. And so looking at ways that you can just serve your clients, go above and beyond a little bit more, you know, and you mentioned that that's something that maybe comes more naturally for you to just really show up and give great service. Mm-hmm. But that's another way.
That's just one way.
Yeah, it's one way. And we just need to look at like all the ways, you know, how do we incorporate all of them? And then there's physical touch is another one. And they find that in the workplace, that's actually very insignificant. People aren't looking for that. But, you know, if you work in person with clients, if it's a handshake or a pat on the back or giving a hug, right, depending on the comfort level of your clients and you, there's still ways to show physical touch that can be meaningful in a business situation. And then there's one more. I'm forgetting. What did I say? We said time, acts of service, gifts, physical touch. There's a fifth one. It's not coming to me.
But anyway, quality time, right?
We said that. We said
quality. You did.
Quality time, acts of service.
Touch. I should know this.
I should know it too. But the bottom line is just looking for more than one way and not just relying on, you know, that there's only one way to show appreciation to people.
Yeah.
You
know? Like the one that's least for me is usually gift giving, you know, or notes or things like that, you know?
Right.
Which is funny because a lot of times when I get things for people like cards and things like that, like I'm like, oh, that's nice of them. And then I'll usually throw it in the garbage. Like I'll put a little mental memory of it.
Yep.
You know, sorry for anybody who sent me a card that's listening to the show. Now you know the truth.
That's
a rare occasion I might keep it, right?
Yeah. So the fifth one is words of appreciation. And so that's probably what you're feeling in those cards that's not as important to you. But you can also use words of appreciation just in conversation as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the kind of thing. Like, I wouldn't mind verbally. I like hearing it from them versus just in a card, like written in a note. Where, mm-hmm. you know, I know my wife. She kind of reminds me, hey, sometimes a note's a big thing. And I remember, working with a guy where that's all he ever did. He always just wrote notes saying, hey, appreciate it. And then I realized, oh, he's doing that because that's his own appreciation. So mm-hmm. I would write notes back, even though I'm like, ugh, I hate writing notes.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm like, all right, I'll write it back to him, and then you tell it meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
What's the best way for people to find out, like, how to know which way to go with people?
Well, you know, you make a good point of noticing what they do to you, because usually we lead with whatever our own language of appreciation is. So if you see someone doing a certain thing to you, then that's probably what they would appreciate in return. Mm-hmm. But I really just say incorporate a little bit of all of it into what you do in business. And then you know that no matter what language of appreciation someone is at, then you're going to hit it somewhere. You know, you're going to let them know that you care and appreciate them in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, give us examples of how this has actually not just been, you know, great from a friendship or a relationship standpoint, but how has that led to more business for you?
Yeah, well, I'd love to share like some client stories, actually.
Yeah, please.
And, sometimes we think that these things are like a nice touch and it's the kind thing to do, but there really is an ROI in business on doing the little extra things. So I have a client named Rebecca, and her story is in my book, Lifelong Loyal Clients. Mm-hmm. And she's a web designer. She found that she was not doing a good job keeping in touch with past clients, because web design is a kind of situation where you've got the project's done, you move on to the next person, and right. you lose touch. And she also mm-hmm. felt like she didn't do a good job kind of wrapping up the project with a neat little bow and a nice thank you at the end. So she was looking for a way to show her clients she appreciated their business and just have that little extra touch. So we came up with a nice little low-cost, high-impact gift idea for her. And she loved it so much that she didn't want to do it just going forward, but she wanted to take care of all those past clients that she had been feeling a little guilty about. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have a big corporate budget to work with, so she couldn't just send out, you know, 50 or 100 gifts all at once. Right. So we just needed to do a little bit at a time. And a few months into it, I talked to her. She said every single month we'd send out the gifts for her. Then she would get a phone call from one of those people or several people saying, oh my gosh, thanks so much. This is nice. I love it. And I have another project for you that I think you could help me with. She found she was getting more in new business than in what she was investing to just say thank you to her clients. Because it just comes back to you. It was a matter of her being top of mind. And they might have had this in the back of their mind, like, oh, I need to get around to this. And, you know, I should call Rebecca and let her know I need this done. But then all of a sudden, when she did something to reach out to them, that was the thing that prompted them to, oh, there she is again. Now I'm going to call her. Right. And so it's just a matter of doing the little thing that made her top of mind. Exactly. And it wasn't that she was trying to get new business out of it. She was doing it for the right reasons. And that's important too. But every time she did it, she got more new business.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And you mentioned other clients too. Like, what's another example of somebody that they, you know, in the business, like a different type of business even.
Right. Yeah. So another example, also in the book, this is a client of mine, Liz, who is a financial planner. Mm-hmm. And her problem was she couldn't get her prospects to call her back. She was doing the follow-up, making the phone calls, and they just weren't calling her. And she knew, you know, I could help these people if they would just respond to me.
Right.
She had one guy that she had called 13 times over the course of a year and still, you know, just kept leaving messages. He never called her back. Uh-huh. So we got her sending some fun snail mail, just some interesting things like maybe a little card in the mail or maybe just some little fun informative piece that didn't necessarily have anything to do with financial planning. Mm-hmm. And as she started working on it, she was concerned about that. She said, you know, this doesn't have anything to do with financial planning. So I want to make sure people are taking me seriously as a serious professional. I don't know about this. Plus, it's costing me money to stick things in the mail. Uh-huh. And I said, just trust me with this. It's going to work. And so a little while later, it was April, and she had sent out a mailing for National Humor Month. So again, nothing to do with financial planning. And since it was National Humor Month in April, she sent a card that had a cartoon on the front, and she stuck a fake mustache in every card. Huh. Right after that, she got a phone call, not from that guy she'd called 13 times, but even better, from his wife. As we all know, if the wife drives it, then she's going to make sure it happens, right?
Right. The wife's wondering, hey, why are you sending my husband a mustache, right?
Yeah. So the wife said, oh my gosh, I know you've been trying to get in touch with my husband. Let's set up a time to talk. She sat down and met with the couple. Both the husband and wife each had $400,000 in retirement funds to roll over. Plus, she was able to get them long-term care insurance that they hadn't been able to get previously. So she's got like a $1 million client here.
Right.
Then they went on to refer her to both of their adult children who started investing with her. and then several of their friends, they referred to her. And she said all of that business came from a mailing about Humor Month. Like, right. It was
had
silly.
Nothing to do with business.
Yes, silly and ridiculous, but it was relationship building. It was something fun. It was something interesting. And so that's what caught their attention and got them to actually pick up the phone and say, okay, yeah, we're ready.
Interesting. Now, obviously, not a lot of people get mailing addresses and stuff, right? I mean, do you recommend people do a combination of different things? Do you recommend that they do try mailings? They try, maybe emails or texts what do you recommend that usually will get people's, that really like just kind of does something that's different? Because I know as time goes on, everything changes with what people's preferences are, right? So what are you seeing the trend right now being?
Well, I actually am a huge proponent of snail mail because it's nobody else is doing it. People are afraid of the cost. People say all I've got is an email address or a phone number, so we're just so virtual today that it really stands out. And that's what I'm all about is let's stand out. Let's do something different from what everyone else is doing. And that's how you get the ROI. I mean, you can send another email and we need email, it serves a purpose. But if you're looking for something to really stand out, try snail mail. Try sending something in the mail, because if you can be the best piece of mail in your contact's mailbox, it's the first thing they're going to open. It will stand out. You will get noticed. And that's when you get the call back from that prospect or from a former client that wants to hire you again. That's when you really stand out.
Yeah. And I know when I get mail too, and sometimes I even expect it, because there's certain people that just do it on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard not to want to reach out to that person and connect or at least thank them or something, because you feel like there has to be some reciprocity there, even if it's just simply like, hey, thanks a lot. It's like simple thank you card, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so it does make you want to do something in return. And even if the person doesn't do it immediately, because it's a physical piece, it lasts longer. So that email, I don't know what the shelf life is on an email, they may delete it before they ever read it, or if they actually read it, they may save it and think, I'm going to respond to this tomorrow when I've got my calendar figured out or whatever.
Buried. Yeah.
And then it gets buried and then it gets forgotten. But because this is something physical, if they open it and set it on their desk for a minute, it could last 24 hours. It could last a week. And every time they see it, you're top of mind again. So it's a great way to stand out.
I love it. I love that last story too, because as you mentioned, it wasn't because she lacked follow through too. She
was
amazing at it. And a lot of people say it's all about the follow through, but you're saying, no, there's something more. Like, that's good, but there's got to be something to help you stand out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely believe in making phone calls. I make phone calls every day. That's important too. And a lot of people don't make phone calls. So maybe that's another thing where you kind of stand out if you make the phone call. And people screen their calls and you mostly get voicemail and they don't call you back when you do that.
For sure.
But if you can find a variety of ways to follow up, like I've got somebody I'm following up with now who said, yes, definitely call me back. And we even set the week that they wanted me to call them back. Well, that was back in May. And I have been either calling or emailing either every week or every other week. And finally last week, I'm going to send them more information in the mail because they're not calling me back. They're not replying to my emails. And so, and they had asked me to call back. They said, yes, call me back. And still I'm not getting a response. So I threw something in the mail last week and said, well, let's see what happens now and see. You just got to mix it up, try different ways.
Absolutely. There's always a way to a human heart. Just it may not be the way you expect, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love that. Now you actually have something that's available, and I have a link that I'll put into the show notes too, but you have something that's kind of available for free that our listeners can use, right? That can help with this. Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, so I have a little document, a little PDF that's 50 friendly follow-up ideas. And no matter if you're following up with a prospect or you're trying to reach out to a client, a past client, or just a center of influence referral partner type person, it's all follow-up. It's just ways to reach out and to connect with people that are more than just sending the email that's saying, just checking in.
Right.
You can only do that so many times, and it gets a little boring for you to send, and people get tired of receiving it. So this has got actually over 50 different ideas of ways that you could reach out and connect with people.
Ooh, I love it. And I'll put in the show notes, of course, but that's at touchyourclientsheart.com, which is your website, right?
Yep.
So
yes.
touchyourclientsheart.com/follow-up ideas, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll put that in the show notes. And I've already signed up for it myself. So I'm excited to see.
Super.
Get those ideas and see how I can implement in my own business, which I definitely need. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think we all do.
So, well, fantastic. Thank you so much. If anybody else wants to reach out to you, like what are other ways they can reach out?
Yeah. So second website I have for the book is lifelongloyalclients.com. And it's also available on Amazon and in Kindle and, you know, all the places that you find ebooks and such. But I do offer free shipping within the United States. So if you want to order it for me, I'll sign it for you too. A little bonus, and it'll be almost like getting Amazon Prime because it's free shipping. So,
oh, fantastic. Thank
you. That's another place to take a look. So those are probably the main places, and either of those you can find further contact information as to where to go. As far as social media or sending me a message directly, those will all be on those sites. So yeah.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Well, Deb, thank you so much for your time. You've been very generous. Really appreciate it. And you know, everybody else, thank you for joining us. And remember, it's not just about what you hear and learn, but when you get that inspiration, when you get that thought of, oh, that is something I should do, the best thing you do is do it. Don't just sit on it. Don't just think about it, but actually go and implement it. And that's when change really begins. That's when you start to see that, you know, that ripple effect happens through your life, but it also creates that ripple effect of real prosperity, like real results. And that's where the life becomes prosperous. It's not from just sitting around listening. It's about being a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. So
everybody,
I really appreciate you being here. Hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.